I too have really enjoyed. I don't remember what I got 3 years ago. I don't know. I was mad at everybody. I didn't come. Last year, my word was production. And it kind of hung in the air for me a great deal. I touched into it. And when I was procrastinating, that word would come up in my mind. And I had to deal with being in a state of production. This year, my word is optimism. What a strange word for the end of this year. At the beginning of the year, I parked this idea in my head. I didn't write it down. I'm not very visual in that way. I had to live with that word. And I found myself creating a kind of mantra that while I was exercising at the JCC, swimming or running, I had a mantra. I would breathe in optimism, and I would breathe out pessimism. That varied a little bit from month to month when that pessimistic attitude had more a more specific name to it. And I came to think of optimism as a choice. There is a philosopher from the 18th century named Leibniz. He's from Austria. And he created what he called a philosophy of optimism. And in a nutshell, his idea was things are exactly the way they're supposed to be. And you needn't worry about changing things to make them better or keeping things from getting worse. Things are the way they're supposed to be. It's a choice to think of things that way. Very hard in the last few months. Very hard in the last few months. But it's a choice of acceptance. I never thought of optimism as a state of acceptance, that I didn't have to worry about what was ahead of me. I asked Patty, my spouse, if she thought I was an optimist. And she paused for a long time and said, when you've had enough sleep and you're not depressed, you're an optimist. Okay, that doesn't seem like a very nice thing to say. But then I asked my friend Kel, who's a senior in college at Carleton in Minnesota, having dinner with us the other night. So, Kel, would you say that I'm an optimist? And she said, well, that wouldn't be the first word that came to mind. At one point, I thought the task was to make myself an optimist. And that's not the point of optimism. Optimism is a gentle way of holding what is. And I feel like I've done that increasingly over the last couple of years in a very conscious way. Last year, I became incredibly aware of how judgmental I am. And I developed a kind of mantra that was, I am judgmental, I choose to be kind. And it stuck with me. And every time I would feel myself landing doubt and judgment on so many people and things, it was exhausting. And I could feel in that exhaustion that I had a choice. That's the way I am choosing to live my life right now. It's the reason that Patty and Kel didn't immediately say I was an optimist is because I'm not an optimist. I am a person who lives with optimism as a deep and spiritual goal. I got next year's star, and I already forgot what it is. and I can't find it. That's one of the stories of optimism. I will find those keys. I left them somewhere. But this has been a very good year on that theme. And I invite you, as you get next year's word for yourself, I don't know, to plant it somewhere, not just in front of you, but to say, come up with a prayer about that word, inviting it into your spirit. I love the idea. Whoever gave it to you, thank you. And whatever my word is, I'm looking forward